Timelines in the Bible can be confusing because the four Gospels don't always agree to incidents happening at the same time. More inconsistency. For instance, right after Christ's wedding at Cana, the Gospel of John has Jesus going to Jerusalem and driving money changers out of the temple. This incident is also mentioned in the other three Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, but they put this incident forth as happening later on in Christ's life. Francine says that the incident regarding the money changers did happen later on, so the Gospel of John is incorrect as to the time it occurred in Christ's life. Now, this may seem fairly insignificant to many, but if you're going to use the Bible as a factual text for proof, then you have to live with the consequences when it is shown to be blatantly incorrect as well. This also again shows that the Bible contains errors and cannot always be relied on as an absolute text. The interesting thing about the Gospel of John is that it doesn't always follow the lead of the other three Gospels. Much of the Gospel of John relates incidents in Christ's life that the other three Gospels don't mention, and conversely, the Gospel of John doesn't mention many of the incidents in the other three Gospels. Such seems to be the case in the next major incidents of Christ's life, his baptism and temptation in the wilderness. The four Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John all mention that Christ was baptized by John the Baptist and that John proclaimed the coming of the Messiah. John was Christ's cousin. However, it is only in the Gospel of Matthew that we even get a small clue to the fact that they knew each other. In Matthew 3, 13 through 15, we read, "Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him. But John tried to stop him, saying, 'I need to be baptized by you, and yet you have come to me?' But Jesus answered and said to him, 'Permit it now, for this is necessary for us, so that all righteousness may be fulfilled.' And then he permitted him." There is definitely an implication of intimacy here in the brief conversation between John and Jesus. The Gospels of Mark and Luke just basically relate that John baptized Jesus. The Gospel of John does relate that John baptized Jesus, but also implies that John didn't know Christ. We read in John 1:29-34 the following. "The next day John saw Jesus coming to him, and he said, 'Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is the one of whom I said, the man who comes after me is yet ahead of me, because he was before me. And I did not know him, but that he might be made known to Israel, I came to baptize with water.' And John testified, saying, 'I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it rested upon him. And yet I did not know him. But he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, The one upon whom you see the Spirit descending and resting, he is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. And I saw and testified that this is the Son of God.'" This might seem to be another contradiction, with John being Christ's cousin and boyhood playmate, but Francine gives a very good explanation. She says that Christ had not seen John for more than 15 years, and that John didn't recognize him as a man because he had last seen him as a boy. I also feel that this is very plausible, but in addition, I feel that the Gospel of John is also saying that even though John knew Jesus as his cousin, he didn't know he was the actual Messiah that both he and other prophets had foretold was coming. It was only when the Holy Spirit in the form of a dove descended on Jesus that John recognized Jesus was indeed the chosen one of God. When he says, "I didn't know him," it is meant only in the aspect that he didn't know his cousin was the Messiah and seems somewhat shocked, which would bring out the second, "I did not know him," in an almost incredulous manner.